Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a just overview of the Venus cycle as something that I know I can get done. My intention is to do a PowerPoint presentation and post that, and I'm hoping I will have that done within the next couple of weeks. But I thought I'd have this done. Oh, well, this is April 29th as I'm doing this recording, so I did get it done in April. Yes, I've been working on a project to complete the revisions and expansion updates to the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. So the Venus transit, I'm just going to give you some of the details here so you just begin to know how you can plan for this, is going to be exact on June 5th, 2012. In some parts of the world, it'll be June 6th, but it won't be visible there. So if you're not in the West, in Western time zones, you won't get to see it. East Coast people aren't going to really get a chance to see it much. The best place to actually see it is in Hawaii, Alaska, and the Central Pacific Islands. And so we are taking a group. We have a nice group of people. There will probably be about 20 or 25 of us actually for the Venus transit, maybe even more, I'm not sure. Front row seats on the Big Island of the Hawaii. It's if you are on the west coast of the U.S., you'll be able to see some of it here or in this part of the world. But if not, you may not get to see much of it. Again, this is a very rare transit. Won't happen again for 105 years. Something worth tuning into, even if you cannot see it. The transit will last nearly six and almost 7 hours. It'll be just slightly under 7 hours. And for those people who are in Tucson area, the center point is around 6:10 p.m. So that's right before the sunset. So this is won't be visible in Tucson for the whole entire transit because the end of the transit will not happen, I think, like 8:30 p.m. or something like that. And in Tucson, the sun will have already set by then because we don't go on daylight time. So just here's a few things to know and why Venus is so important. Venus is actually the closest planet to the Earth. It's considered by astronomers to be the sister planet or twin to Earth, partly because Venus is about the same size. She's about 86% smaller, and she has a similar density. And also, both Venus and the Earth appear to be about the same age and chemical composition, even though, of course, Venus is uninhabitable to us at this in this current way that it is. But of all the planets, there's none that are in this close of a size to Venus. Some of the things that are interesting, just additional pieces to note about this is the symbol for Venus, which is the circle and then the cross below it. It's also the sign for the feminine. Looks very much like a mirror. So if you take a hand mirror and you look into it, it's similar to the symbol for Venus. Well, Venus is considered a mirror to Earth because in her cycle, she actually spins the opposite direction of the Earth. So we spin east to west. Venus spins west to east. And the other ways that Venus mirrors the Earth is that it takes her 243 days, or two-thirds of an Earth year, to rotate once on its axis. Of course, it only takes the Earth 24 hours to rotate once on its axis. So one Venus day is 243 of our Earth days. Now, the Earth rotates on its axis 365 times in 1 year. So every 24 hours, 365 times in one of our years, one solar year. In 243 Earth years, Venus rotates on her axis 365 times. And you remember the 243 number is how many days, Earth days, it takes for Venus to make one complete rotation. So if you think of 365 Venus days equaling 243 Earth years, and that there are 243 years between Venus transits over the sun in the same area of the sky, we can see how the number magic is lining up. So the last time, 243 years ago, there was a Venus transit very close to the same sign and degree that the one is happening on June 5th, was on June 3rd, 1769. And this was the Venus transit where the scientific community actually got together and did an observation of the Venus transit and calculations from different parts of the Earth so that they could figure out the distance between the Earth and the Sun. So that was, it was a collaborative event. It was something that was, had never been done before, at least not any written record of that having been done before. So the Venus transits then are something that are rare, and they also represent an acceleration in evolution and consciousness. And as I've mentioned in other recordings and I've mentioned in the written timings, Venus is going out of bounds from April 2nd to June 4th, right before the Venus transit happens on June 5th. Venus comes back into the degrees of where the Sun can be, because otherwise it wouldn't be crossing the Sun, meaning that Venus is rising as far north as possible. And in the Northern Declination, this is about something that happens to collective humanity, collective, outward, you know, accelerated, extreme, unexpected, beyond normal kinds of, you know, evolutionary activities that are taking place. And we may not know what those are for a while. Sometimes we don't really know what it is until we look back. But that is part of it. That is part of what's going on. And just some other things. I did a whole audio on the Venus out of bounds. It's worth checking into. But some things that to think of: as Venus is out of bounds, she is in a place of boundless creativity. She is not bounded by normal reality. She is in a place of absolute genius. She is in a place where she can be thinking unconventionally and acting outside, you know, the norm or the ways that we normally do things. She can be dissolving the boundaries of ordinary reality. She can be very daring and exploring from the realm of unlimited potential, wild and unpredictable. So that's some of the gifts that Venus has been bringing us already, and that will sort of be at play until she makes her cross across the Sun. And what's really interesting is if you think about the Venus out of bounds, you know, gathering up all this sort of insight and experience and sort of being initiated beyond ordinary reality. It's kind of like being inside the Great Pyramid, where things don't happen in the way that are logical, reasonable, rational, you can figure it out. It's happening in another realm and dimension. It's happening in a place that's beyond our normal experience. And then she comes back into her out of bounds place. And, you know, because she goes out of bounds once a year, often, you know, and maybe not this extreme. It won't be this extreme until 2239. But she does this regularly, but this time she comes back in just in time to cross the face of the Sun. Wow. Think about that. The Sun, the source of light and life for our planet. She's getting all this crazy, wild, extreme, you know, cutting edge, evolutionary kind of insight and experience beyond the bounds of normal reality. Then she crosses the face of the Sun, sourcing the new insights and, you know, finding a way to, you know, have the energy, the life force, the fuel to source these new insights and energies that are coming in from out there, from while she is out there beyond those normal limits and normal boundaries. You know, Venus representing love, the goddess of love, especially in her evening star appearance, and the Sun representing light, the coming together of love and light, the goddess, the feminine, the divine feminine, connecting with the source, demonstrating to us how to source our new reality, how to source the new world, how to source a new way of being where everyone is supported to be who they truly are, where it is not about competition, because the essence of the divine feminine is all about cooperation. How do we cooperate with one another to make sure that we all are thriving, that we all, if one of us is not doing well, then it reflects on all of us. And this is something that used to be in more tribal cultures. People weren't in it just for themselves. So Venus is definitely bringing the message back of how do we do this in a new way where we don't necessarily lose our individuality in the process of supporting one another and being, you know, not being in a place of competition, but how do we maintain our individuality and our creative expression and who we are, in ways that also support collaboration and community and doing things, bringing together the best of both is another way of saying that. Moving beyond the duality. So Venus in Gemini is all about moving beyond that duality. In her out of bounds place, she is moving beyond the duality of good, bad, right, wrong, you know, male, female, all of that, to integrate it into a place where she comes back, crosses the face of the sun to source the new consciousness for the planet, and to bring it into our awareness and to demonstrate for us how to source that in a new way. Very, very exciting time. And, of course, Venus won't go out of bounds again until 2013. Actually, from May 24th to June 19th, she'll reach her out of bounds in 2013. And again, October 10th to December 6th, she'll also be out of bounds. But the northern out of bounds will be May 24th to June 19th, and then a southern out of bounds, October 10th to December 6th. So this is just a rare, amazing, mind-blowing opportunity. Now, the other thing to note is where the Venus transit is taking place. So on June 5th, right now, the Venus is so far extremely north, she's actually beyond the passing above the bull, the constellation of the bull, and the horns, where the horns of the bull are. She's outside even the boundaries of that. And then she will come up to the fixed star Elnath. I wrote a lot about that in the May timings. And she wraps around Elnath and comes back in her retrograde and will be located right on the ecliptic with the sun, right between the horns of the bull. And this is very near the galactic cross, near the galactic edge. And I do promise I'll get some slides, some pictures. If I don't get them up in a PowerPoint, I will get them up on the celestial timings for June, so you can see where the Venus crossing the sun is happening, right between the horns of the bull. And this was something that let the ancient Egyptians and other cultures know when something was happening there, when they could see the crescent moon there after the spring equinox, they knew that they were at the turning of an age, that the age of the bull, I think it was around the time the age of the bull was completing, and that we're moving into the age of the ram. So this is part of what's really exciting and really worth knowing about, you know, just even if you don't completely get all the mechanics of it, to get the essence of what's happening, of how incredibly powerful this time is. I am just blown away as I talk about it, and as the, you know, I'm just having insights coming in as I'm talking about it. So I hope that you will listen to this a few times and maybe come up with some ways of engaging this Venus transit, no matter where you are on the planet, as a way to help anchor and bring in this light of the divine feminine that is going to help inform us how to live cooperatively on the planet, how to live in a whole new way that is going to be about peace and plenty for everyone, not just an elite few, not just a few people on the earth, but for absolutely everyone. That is the vision, and that is the intention I feel that Venus has the potential to bring to us in over this next couple months as she prepares for her transit over the face of the sun. That's great.